Hello, my friend. Do you hide in the back when pictures are taken? And what do you think about when you stand naked in front of a mirror? I mean, do you even allow yourself to look? When you head to the beach, do you enjoy the sun on your skin, or are you all covered up under the beach towel instead of laying on top of it? Today we are going to talk all about bodies and what we think about our bodies. We're going to talk about your body image, and I'm going to teach you three ways you can love your body better. And this is such an important conversation. Your body image, good or bad, is one factor in your ability to build rock-solid self-confidence. So let's dive in and talk all about bodies and how we can think and feel about them. Grab your Diet Coke, put in those earbuds, and let's talk friend to friend. Do you want to build solid self-confidence and to know your next step is the right one? Do you find yourself feeling lonely and wondering if God has forgotten you in your singleness? Hello and welcome to the Single Christian Woman Podcast. I'm Sharon Lamar, party of one expert until the age of 52. Remaining single for what felt like a lifetime had me constantly questioning, am I good enough? And why had God forgotten me? It wasn't until I discovered the power coaching had to transform my thinking and build my relationship with God that my self-confidence skyrocketed and I was happier. In this podcast, you will find practical strategies, tips, and tools to help you strengthen two key relationships, the one you have with God and the one you have with yourself. So grab your Diet Coke, put in those earbuds, and let's chat friend to friend. Oh my gosh, I am so happy to be here with you today. I have a great episode in store for you. But before we jump into our conversation, I want to remind you that my March coaching calendar is now open and I have a spot saved just for you. So grab a sticky note and jot down a reminder that you're going to click on the link in the show notes after you listen to this episode and book your free one-on-one session with me. You don't even need to think about or worry about what am I going to get coached on. Let's talk about your body image. So easy peasy, that's already decided. I look forward to meeting you and helping you love your body better. You know, when I was a preteen girl, I'm going to say like 11 or something like that, my best friend had the most beautiful older sister. I'm going to think my best friend's sister was maybe 16. Anyway, I remember being over at her house one time and we were in the backyard and gorgeous sister was laying on a towel in the backyard suntanning. She had on a bikini and her legs were just perfectly shaped. Her thighs didn't touch. And there she was with a flat tummy. She looked so perfect laying there in the sun. Even clear back then, I knew my body did not look like hers and I didn't like it. I thought even then, there must be something wrong with my body. Well, because I figured my thighs did touch and my tummy was round. And today, well, my thighs touch and my tummy is round. That is the reality of my body. Squishy, touching thighs and a round tummy. Can you relate to any of that? Even if it's not the squishy thighs and round tummy, you can relate to something that you are kind of about your body. Over 90% of women have at least one negative thought about their body every single day. And I'm going to bet it's way more than one thought and way more often. In this episode, I'm going to share with you the three B's to improve your body image. And along the way, I will not only share why each B is worth practicing so that you can love your body, but how loving your body will actually improve your self-confidence. You know, the relationship that you have with your body is super important. It's just as important as any other relationship. And maybe that's like a new thought to you. You're thinking like, wait a minute, what? I have a relationship with my body? Yes, you do. Your body image is the relationship you have with your body. It's how you think and feel about your body and how you believe others are seeing your body. So again, I'm going to share with you three ways to improve your body image and as a result, your self-confidence. So let's dive into the three B's to improve your body image. The first is be amazed. I mean, let's think about this for a moment. What is your body? Your body is a gift from God. It's the vehicle that your spirit travels in as you are moving throughout your mortal journey. And you know that your body was designed in the image of God's body. Because you have a body, you get to experience, think about this, hot and cold, wind and rain, lying completely still and running, hunger and fullness, cries for help and sounds of laughter, sunrises and sunsets, the sweet smoothness of ice cream, and this crispy saltiness of chips and salsa. And we get to feel all the emotions available to us as humans. I often talk about the basic five of mad, sad, glad, bad, and afraid, but there are actually a little over 3,000 emotions that the human can feel. Isn't that amazing? And our bodies are pretty dang amazing. Whether you like your body or not, it is amazing. Let's look at one aspect of the body. One thing that I think is extra amazing is our skin. It is the largest organ of the body, actually. Next in line is the liver. And your skin, that organ of your body, weighs about 10 pounds. And if we kind of like peeled it all off, which I know that sounds disgusting to think about, but if we did, and we stretched it all out, it would cover, depending on how much, well, how big and tall you are and all that kind of stuff, would cover between 16 to 22 square feet of surface. I like to think about my skin as it keeps important things in and harmful things out. Now, isn't that just amazing? Just that one part of your body, your skin. So I'm gonna encourage you tomorrow morning before you get dressed or before bedtime tonight to do an exercise, and it involves your skin. Okay, you ready? I want you to strip down naked and stand naked in front of a full body mirror and look at yourself and be amazed. Look into your own eyes and give yourself a wink while thinking to yourself, yep, this is my body and it is amazing. I want you to notice your toes and feet, how they're connected, how they connect you rather to the floor you're standing on, and how they're connected to your legs. And then notice your legs, even the bumps and lumps of your perfect, amazing legs. Then notice your hips and tummy area and how they're shaped, and love them. Go all the way up, noticing and being amazed at the complexity of your body. Now, it is okay if you want to laugh a bit. I do. I mean, let's be honest. We love you, Heavenly Father, but bodies are kind of funny looking, okay? That's just the reality of it. There are lots of interesting and funny looking body parts, okay? But we can be amazed and appreciate all of it. Be amazed rather than annoyed. Smile at yourself as you look in the mirror at your body. Love your body by simply being amazed by it, okay? Number two, be grateful. Let's move into gratitude. Okay, so go ahead and put your clothes on, grab a blank piece of paper and a pen, but hey, if you are digging the naked thing, more power to you. Stay naked, but still grab a paper and pen. That is okay. So what we're gonna do is you're gonna write a letter to your body. Now that may sound a tad weird, but I want you to hang with me on this, okay? Because we're talking about a relationship, the relationship you have with your body. And you know also that I teach you the importance of journaling. Journaling is the way to get what you're thinking out of your head and on a piece of paper in front of you. If you get hung up on the word journaling, you don't like that for some reason, you can call it whatever you want. A diary, a logbook, I'm making observations on a piece of paper, it's the minutes of my body, it's a record, whatever you want to call it. Don't let what you want to call it stop you from doing the work. what you're going to do is you're just going to write so that you can think about what you're thinking, taking it out of your brain so you can look at it. Okay, so this is what the letter is going to contain. Your letter is going to be relatively short. It's only going to take you about 10 minutes. And there are 8 sentences, or if you're a little bit more long-winded in writing, which I encourage, the more the better, you will have about 8 short paragraphs, okay? So give yourself and your body that gift of 10 minutes to write it a letter. Okay, so here we go. This is what you're going to write in your letter to your body. You're going to start your letter by writing, "Dear body," okay? And then you're going to finish each of these sentences. Okay, ready? Here we go. "I've been meaning to tell you," and you write to that, "I admire you for," "I'm thankful for," "I remember when," "You have shown me how," "You told me," "I'm grateful for," "I love you because," and then you close the letter. I wrote this letter to my body just this morning. It was so powerful. And by the end, I had such gratitude and compassion and love for my body. You know, and the one sentence or short paragraph that surprised me most was the last one. "I love you because," and I want to share with you what I wrote. I wrote, "I love you because you're my friend. I do all of my life with you. You have been there through it all, every joy and pain, win, loss, discovery, all of it. I love you for that." And I get choked up just reading that back right now. That was something that really surprised me of what came out of my brain as I wrote that letter to my body. And there's one more I want to share because I'm just wondering if maybe it's going to help someone, help you to know that you're not alone. Maybe this is you. On the sentence that begins with, "I've been meaning to tell you," I wrote, "I'm sorry for being so mean and judgmental about you and to you. And I've been mean in overfeeding you and underloving you. I drop into judging you when I compare you to other bodies, and I'm sorry." Oh my goodness, what a great letter to write. Write it all out and discover what you think and feel about your body. And once you have what you think and feel out on that piece of paper in front of you, you can take a look at what you're thinking and discover areas you might want help with so that you can love your body better. And I can help you love your body better. I promise, ladies, the easiest way to get authority over what you're thinking and believing is to dump all of it out of your brain onto a blank piece of paper. So write that letter. The last B is be curious. And for this one, I want to share a parable with you. I call it the parable of Great Aunt Venice. And I admire my Great Aunt Venice. She was a beautiful lady with snow-white hair who lived alone in this cute, quaint house in Utah on this little shady street. She was classy and kind and spunky. And I only saw Aunt Venice about once a year when I visited family in Utah. Other than this once yearly visit, I didn't have any contact with her at all. So it surprised me one day, really shocked me, when she called me on the phone. And she called to tell me that, you ready for this? She thought my hair looked horrible. She had seen a picture that I was included in from a family function that she had not been able to attend that had happened recently. And she called to tell me that she thought my hair looked horrible. Now, this was some years ago. And I'm not exaggerating. That is exactly what this old woman did. She did not beat around the bush, and she came right out and told me that my hair looked bad. It was way too bleached blonde and looked bad. And I remember telling her, it really wasn't that blonde. It's just looked that way because of the lighting in the picture. You know how you kind of say stuff like that? You kind of try to cover it up, but in your heart, you really know that she's telling you something that you already know. Anyway, I also remember thinking to myself, crazy old woman. I mean, who does that? Who calls someone to tell them their hair looks horrible? And I remember thinking, why do all people think they get to do that? Why do they think that they get to say whatever they want? Anyway, those were thoughts in my head. A couple of months later, I was on a business trip and sitting in a coffee shop alone having breakfast. Now, this coffee shop, the walls were all just glass. It was mirrors on all the walls. Anyway, so I'm sitting there eating my breakfast, and out of the corner of my eye, I see this woman sitting clear across the restaurant. And I thought to myself, in my very judgmental human way, that woman is fat. And I thought, oh, honey, that's always what I do. Oh, honey, you need to lose some weight and look at your hair. It looks horrible. It's way too blonde, way too big, bad bleach job. And then I realized I was looking at my own reflection. It was me. The woman I was saying, honey, you're too fat, too big a blonde hair, was me. My Aunt Venice was right. My hair did look horrible. And I remember in that moment thinking, well, first of all, my first thought was, not only was Venice right about my hair, she had also been kind. She didn't call me out on my weight. Now, it was very clear to me that she could have, but she didn't. And my next thought was wondering, like, why hadn't anyone told me? Why hadn't any of my friends or my siblings told me how bad I looked and I had gotten too fat? Or I should say so fat. Anyway, how was I going to change this? Was my next thought. And so that is the third B of body image, to be curious. Rather than being mad about what I saw in the mirror, I became curious. I had questions. Again, I already expressed one. Why hadn't anyone told me, right? And I also thought about, why hadn't I noticed my weight and my hair myself? And really the truth was, I already knew that my weight was getting out of control because, well, I kept buying new clothes. Hello, that's a big, you know, no mystery there. And so when I got home, I did ask one of my sisters and my best friend, why didn't you guys tell me about my hair? And they both said similar things. I didn't want to hurt your feelings, and I thought you liked it that way. Okay, which is interesting. I want to invite you to be curious about your body rather than mad about it. You know, when I saw the reality of myself out of the corner of my eye, I knew what I wanted to change. I wanted to change my weight and my hair. And I was curious about how was I going to do that? Because like I said, I already knew that it looked bad. I just hadn't been truthful with myself. I decided that I had seen the reality of my body and I wanted to change it. Not because of what Aunt Venice said, but because I wanted to love my body better. I wanted to honor God. I wanted to honor the gift that He had given me. And I want the same for you, that you are curious about your body and what you may or may not want to change for no other reason than because you want to. You want to love your body better. That's it. That's the only reason, not for something outside of you. And then ask yourself, be curious, what do you already know about how your body works that will help you improve your body? And think about this one. When you allow yourself to see the truth in the pictures and the mirrors, what is it that you can see that you're underdoing or overdoing that you want to change to love your body better and to show it respect and allow the best of it to shine forth? Now, please don't misunderstand me. I am not talking about starving yourself, morphing yourself, cutting or sucking yourself into a version of the human body that doesn't even exist. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm just talking about how you can optimize the God-given gift of your body by being well-groomed. And for me, that included becoming a smaller body and get rid of that horrible hair. And being conscious of your posture and keeping a smile on your face, those things that are really easy to do. I'm talking about you treating your body with love, not overfeeding it and not undermoving it. I'm not talking about starving it or overexercising it. I'm talking about you loving the body God gifted you and being a steward over that amazing gift. ask God to help you. I do this. Sometimes I loop him in on my eating protocol and ask him to help me stick with it, to even help me be interested in other things rather than eating something. You can take the body you have and be curious about it. You can explore and discover ways that you can make the changes you desire for no other reason than to magnify and honor your body. Again, for no other reason than you love it and you want to honor God and thank him for that amazing gift. So let's review the three B's of positive body image. Be amazed. Your body is one of the gifts God has given you. Revel in that gift and be grateful. Give yourself and your body that 10 minutes to write that letter. Take a look at what you wrote down and then go to the link in the show notes and schedule your time with me so that we can talk about the parts of your letter that you want some help with to clean up so that you can love your body better and improve your self-confidence. And then be curious. Rather than being mad about the reality of your body, be curious. Be willing to be open to change and improvement as you love your body better. Be curious and explore ways that you can change what you want to change. And remember, think about what you already know that you can put back into practice to help those changes take place. Be curious instead of mad about your body. You, my friend, are amazing. Not only are you amazing, but your body is amazing. And I invite you to love your body better so that you can continue to increase your self-confidence. I would love to hear how you're going to love your body better. Shoot me an email at Sharon@SharonLamarCoaching.com. I love you. Thank you for joining our conversation today, and I will see you next week. Thank you, my gorgeous friend, for spending a slice of your day with me. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with one of your single girlfriends? Also, please take a moment to do two things. Leave a written review wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe to the show. I love hearing how the show inspires you or makes you think. Until next week, remember, God loves you and so do I. Bye.